In Mark's Gospel, one of the most common responses to Jesus' miracles is fear. And this is nowhere more evident than at the very end of the Gospel. When Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome brought spices to anoint Jesus' body, they found his tomb empty. And an angel told them that Jesus had risen. But instead of rejoicing at this wonderful news, they ran away terrified. Why does Mark's Gospel end with the women responding in fear to the news of Jesus' resurrection?
The Gospel of Mark has an interesting ending. If we look in Mark chapter 16, the angel announces to the women that Jesus has arisen from the dead. And then it says in verse 8, "Trembling and bewildered, the women went out and fled from the tomb. They said nothing to anyone because they were afraid." Now, first off, we need to mention there's some question as to whether this is really the last verse in the Gospel or not. The best and most ancient manuscripts end at verse 8. We have a copy in our library here of Codex Vaticanus, one of the most valuable ancient manuscripts of the New Testament. And you can see it ends with the last Greek word there, gar, and then it says katamarkan, according to Mark, and there's plenty of space where many more verses could have been written, and they were not. Some people think that the earliest ending of Mark was lost, and so later on someone summarized the other gospel endings, and so that's what we read in some Bibles in verses 9 and following in the King James Version and elsewhere. But there's a growing movement of New Testament scholars that really believe verse 8 is the last. It's the best attested. And the question is, how does this fit in with the rest of Mark's gospel? And if you look at Mark's gospel, there's an interesting theme of the disciples' constant failure and misunderstanding. And they're fearful, they're cowardly, they're afraid, they don't understand, they run away. Even the mysterious passage in chapter 14 of the man fleeing naked. You're like, what in the world is this guy in chapter 14, verse 15, 51, 52? What is he doing fleeing naked? Well, that was a sign of utter defeat and shame in the first century to run away naked. And so here in the moment of Jesus' arrest is a picture, a visual picture of his followers. Naked, shame, and fear. And in spite of constant failure and misunderstandings by the disciples, God's truth and his purpose triumphs. Jesus dies on the cross. The gospel goes forth. Salvation goes to the ends of the world. So I think it's a Markan understatement here that the women have been commanded to go and announce his resurrection, and instead they're fearful and they run away and say nothing to no one.
People are often puzzled about the ending of Mark's gospel. You get to the end and in some ways it seems very unsatisfying. People flee from the tomb in fear. The women are afraid when they see the tomb empty. I think this is a great illustration of how it's important to read the Gospels in their entirety from beginning to end, because that ending to Mark's Gospel makes a lot more sense when you see how fear functions in the narrative of Mark's Gospel generally. The disciples, Jesus' followers, express fear in the gospel, sometimes when they see Jesus doing dramatic things, when he is working amazing miracles, they express fear when God is at work. Well, so when we get to the end of the gospel and Jesus is raised from the dead, the women, I think, are responding in fear because they too don't yet understand what kind of person God is as he is revealed to us in Jesus. Now, Mark's given us lots of hints in the gospel that eventually those who follow Jesus will understand. But he's only telling one part of the story. And he's reminding us there that these early followers of Christ didn't fully understand Jesus. And so that's why they flee in fear. I actually think probably Mark's gospel was written with a full knowledge that this he was not telling the whole story, that other people would also tell parts of the story. And so Luke comes along and not only writes a gospel that kind of fills in elements of the story after Jesus has risen from the dead for us in wonderful and helpful ways, but writes the book of Acts that fills in the story as well and shows us there how many of the women who followed Jesus were faithful to him and did realize who he was. So Mark's gospel is a very deep gospel. It's the shortest of the gospels, but in some ways it's the most puzzling of the gospels because it has lots of levels of meaning. And that ending of Mark's gospel is one of those puzzling elements. But I think Mark is showing us there that the early Christians had a long way to go. They were off to a good start, but they had a long way to go in learning who Jesus was and coming to know him better. Personally, I think it's a great encouragement to those of us who are following Christ today that we too have much to learn about him. We can learn from his word. We can learn from other Christians, but we always have much more to learn. And we shouldn't be discouraged by the questions we have, the puzzles we may have about who he is, some of the doubts that we come across. We should share that with other believers and learn more about him and stay faithful and persevere just as they did.